Maybe it's the size of the budget. Maybe it's the growing number of agencies and policies. But presidential transitions seem to demand greater and greater attention with each turnover. A couple of Washington groups have formed transition efforts focused on getting the next president, whoever it is, up to speed in a hurry. Now the Partnership for Public Service has formed the Center for Presidential Transition. Joining me with details, David Eagles, the partnership's director for this effort. David, great to have you on.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Transition seems to command more and more attention earlier, almost as early as the primary battles, maybe not quite that early. Why is that the case these past couple of times around?
The nature of transitions has changed drastically. So these transitions are much bigger than they were even 8 years ago. They're much more complicated, and they're dangerous, and they're a period of vulnerability for the country. And so the Partnership for Public Service launches today, the Center for Presidential Transition. We recognize the importance of the issue, and we're launching the only permanent resource of information and assistance for the candidates.
I was thinking back to one of the great transitions in history, which was from Hoover to Roosevelt, and they had a lot more time. It was November to, I believe, the end of March in those days, so there was a couple of extra months for a president, and the government was really a much smaller entity then, so it's big now, isn't it?
It certainly is big. I mean, you're inheriting essentially what is 4 million employees, budget of $3.7 trillion, and you hit the nail on the head. There's 77 days between the election and inauguration. There's not nearly enough time to do it. And so that's why we're asking the candidates to start much earlier, just as the Romney team did, who took advantage of the recent legislation that passed in the last few years. And so that's just one sort of piece of what the partnership's looking to do.
So talk more about the repository of information that the partnership is going to set up. What will be in it?
Sure. So one of the aspects is we have all of the files, the transition files from the Romney transition team, from the Obama transition team. You know, we've spent a lot of time and effort going through these, understanding what would be important for the new team so that these folks can get off on the right foot.
One of the biggest issues for any new administration, especially in recent times, maybe more so than in the 60s or 70s, and that is getting people confirmed for the positions that the president wants. The question is, how can any administration overcome what is sure to be a lot of partisan blockage of his or her people, regardless of which party, because the opposite one's going to not be too happy?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. And let me do this. If I took a step back, I mean, these transitions are so important because this is the time that you need to maximize. This is where the new administration can get off on the right foot. There's a total halo effect with Congress and the Senate to be able to put these people through. And there's a halo effect from the American public that demands execution of their campaign promises. And so if you look at the data, and this is one of the things that the center has done, less than 30% of a president's top leadership positions are filled by the August recess, and we should not be happy with that as the public. We can do so much better. And when we dug into the issue, the vast majority of time is not spent on Congress confirming folks. It's actually the transition teams finding the people, putting them through the paperwork process of getting them clearances. There's a whole lot of upfront work that's done that we can actually control and do so much better prior to getting to the Senate. So even if you did not change the Senate or who's in power, there's a lot more we can do to speed this process up. And we think just at our initial look of the data that's out there that we should be able to double the amount of appointees through in that first 200-day period, regardless who's in power.
Is that a matter of finding the people and vetting them earlier, or is there some process improvement that can happen to get them ready to be Senate confirmed?
You know, there's really both. It is starting earlier, and we would ask the teams, if the teams feel like they have a chance of victory, they need to appoint their transition planning director. So that should be around early April, assuming they get their leadership team in May to be able to take advantage of the services that the government provides in July. So they could certainly start much earlier, but the process itself is also big and complicated and ugly. And for the first time, we're looking to document that process, talk about what can be done, and just looking at it, there's a lot more we can do to really improve it.
And aside from getting the people in place, which is admittedly critical, what are some of the other big transition issues that candidates would need to think about early?
So we talk to people, like you say, and the people aspect has a tail to it as well. So not only are less than 30% of the top positions getting filled, there's an ongoing vacancy rate of about 20% that has gone back for 4 and 5 presidential administrations, and we shouldn't tolerate it. And that can change with transition that's improved. Secondly is policy implementation. So these folks need to be executing on their campaign promises day one. Historically, this hasn't happened. They haven't had enough time to really plan out how they're going to execute their policies, the work that they're engaging on with the agencies, is rushed and hurried and inconsistent and happens right after the election. All of those things we can change, we can plan out so that the new president can actually hit the ground running day one, executing the campaign promises, not planning for execution, which is what historically has been done.
We're speaking with David Eagles. He's Director of Presidential Transitions at the Partnership for Public Service. It sounds to me like you could almost have some of the career workforce involved, at least in telling candidates how things work and what they do, but at least so they'll know where the bodies are buried when they get there.
That's exactly right. And the career workforce can start early as well. One of the other asks that we're putting out there today is that the outgoing administration send guidance to agencies to begin the transition planning process as soon as possible. Could even happen now. At best, historically, agency transition planning has been inconsistent, and we're seeking to standardize and really bring some additional consistency to that approach. And you're right, that's what career agency folks can begin thinking about now, is what information would be relevant for this incoming team, and begin to connect the dots with what we think these teams want, so that it's not this sort of after-the-fact action post-election where everyone's just running around scrambling to respond. We can actually be much more proactive and really connect the resources, the knowledge base that the career agency folks have with the incoming transition teams. Another aspect, too, Tom, is the new teams historically come in and want it all new. It's just human nature. They've been elected. There's a mandate from the American public. They want it new. And the whole mission of the partnership is making government work more effectively. One of the critical aspects of that is continuing the work that's working well. And there are a lot of things that are working well that the new team could take, put a new coat of paint on, call it what they want. But why start from scratch and waste all of your political capital early in the first few hundred days of the administration coming up with these new things when you can actually repurpose a lot of what's already working well? So connecting the dots between the agency career folks and the new transition teams is critical, and it's going to help the new folks start much more quickly, and it's a big part of what the partnership's about.
And I'm thinking for those people that do get appointed to an administration or think they might, they probably have a lot to learn, not just about ethics, which are unique in the government compared to where they might have been maybe in state and local government or in private industry, but also in just maybe some of the non-quantifiable issues of dealing with people that have been there for many years as career federal public servants.
That's exactly right. And having been a former political appointee as well, the onboarding process and how you get prepared to lead day one, again, is inconsistent at best. So we view the aspects of people and appointments within the Center of Presidential Transition as essentially how we select the most qualified applicants, how those people can be confirmed more quickly, and ultimately how we prepare and onboard those folks to be ready to govern on day one. So a big part of that is the appointee preparation process, where for the first time, although we're working with the Obama Presidential Personnel Group now, we really want to go strong at every new political appointee that comes through, runs through a curriculum around ethics and optics and understanding the federal budget process, ethics, do's and don'ts, all this sort of stuff so folks can be ready on day one. That's totally different than what's been done historically.
Because in that first day in the office, a new appointee could either have set the tone for a wonderful time in office, or he could spoil things within the first hour.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And historically, these political appointees are there for 2 years. There's not a lot of time. And so anything you can do to get them up to speed more quickly is of critical importance. I mean, this whole transition is like one big epic takeover where, you know, all your top 4,000 employees all quit the same day. You essentially have no due diligence with the process, so you're scrambling around in conference rooms trying to figure out what to do, and you've got to be prepared on day one to deal with global emergencies and to execute your policies. And it's just amazing to me, Tom, as I've gotten deeper in this, and I served on Romney's transition team as well, just how we reinvent the wheel every time in transition. You'd think we'd have this down, and it's historically been ugly. And when you see the results of the effort around getting people in, around executing your policies early, you just realize we can do so much more. And we're essentially the only game in town. So the Center for Presidential Transition really is the hub of transition planning. There are other folks in town that are thinking about this, and we want to stay very connected with them because I think the collective effort is what's going to change results here.
And what about the president, him or herself, because that's a possibility also now, they don't actually get into the Oval Office until probably past midnight after all the balls are over, so the painters have plenty of time to do their thing. Who advises the president on what the first thing to do is when you enter that office?
That's right. And that's a big part of the transition teams as well, thinking through how the president-elect spends their time after the election. Rewind 4 years ago with Governor Romney. That was a big part of our transition effort. We really dug into that to understand what a president-elect is responsible for. And as you dug deeper, you realize the less you find. We had to reinvent the wheel on the Romney transition planning effort, and we could have really used someone like the partnership who provided resources like this. But questions like, you're right, where do you spend your time? Which leaders do you call first? We actually had a debate, and we had to look at history to say, which leader of which country historically have we called first? There's actually some protocol to that, and we didn't know that before. And it's things like that that really can help the new teams get up to speed so they don't have to find that person who did it before and, try to track them down. We can provide sort of that central hub of that resource.
David Eagles is Director of Presidential Transitions at the Partnership for Public Service. Good luck on that launch, and thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Tom. Really appreciate the time.
Find links to more information and share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.